From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The failure of gun control measures to get through Congress yesterday stands in sharp contrast to sweeping moves approved by some state legislatures after the Newtown shootings. Colorado, New York, Maryland, and Connecticut all passed broad expansions of gun control laws. I'm joined now by the governor of Connecticut, Democrat Daniel Malloy. He joins me from the state capitol building in Hartford. Governor Malloy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
And first, I'd like to get your reaction to the measure's defeat yesterday in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I mean, it's pretty appalling if you think about it. We lose tens of thousands of our citizens per year to gun violence. We know that there are measures that would substantially lower that number and make our citizenry, including our school children, safer. And yet the Senate of the United States can't get out of its own way to pass common sense proposals that 92% of the American people agree on. It's pretty appalling.
You said that the measures would make Americans safer. I want to ask you about the argument that was made by Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa in voting no on a measure to expand background checks. He said criminals do not submit to background checks now. They will not submit to expanded background checks. What do you make of that?
Well, they don't submit to them because they don't have to. They buy them on the black market from people who have gone to shows or purchased otherwise online guns. Many of those folks are, in fact, criminals, but they don't have to prove that they're not a criminal because we have loopholes that you can drive a truck through.
Governor Malloy, the new law in your state requires that people who own the assault weapons that are now banned in Connecticut and magazines that are banned that hold more than 10 rounds have to register them by next year. And I wonder if provisions like that might feed the fear that the federal government wants to register all guns and that that's where these background checks are leading.
Well, it is a registry. But since 1993, you've had to register a handgun. You've had to get training and a permit before you could purchase a handgun. And no one's come after people's guns. I mean, it's a false argument cooked up by people who want to make sure that it is easy as possible for people to buy guns in the United States. I mean, that's what's behind this.
Governor Malloy, the gun industry has a long history in Connecticut. There are gun makers including Colt and Sturm Ruger, Mossberg, Stag Arms, and they're really upset by comments that you made earlier this month on CNN when you said the gun industry wants to sell as many guns to as many people as possible, even if they're deranged, mentally ill, or have a criminal background. They don't care. One gun maker has called that slanderous, and they say they've always supported aggressive enforcement of the laws.
Let's stop right there.
Okay.
These organizations support the NRA. They write out gigantic checks to support the NRA. The NRA just stopped a common sense bill that would have limited who could buy guns to make sure that criminals and insane people didn't buy guns. There's an old saying, the proof is in the pudding. When these companies come out and say that we want universal background checks, then perhaps I'll owe them an apology. But they're not going to do that. In fact, they created the NRA. They support the NRA. And the NRA is now the monster that prevents us from doing what 92% of the American people want us to do, and that is to make their children safer.
Well, if Congress didn't pass these measures now, so soon after the Newtown shootings, and with many visits to Capitol Hill by these grieving families from Newtown, what would it take?
If there's a mass shooting in Iowa, you'll have to ask Senator Grassley if he's changed his position. If there's a mass shooting in Mississippi or Alabama, you're going to have to ask those folks. Right now, Washington, the senators in Washington, many of them, are more fearful of the NRA than they are of 92% of the public. It's a pretty sad statement.
Well, strategically, if you want to get gun control measures passed, what do you do?
You do it state by state.
Governor Malloy, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
That's Governor Daniel Malloy of Connecticut. He spoke with us from Hartford. And we reached out today to Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa and to the NRA, who were both mentioned by the governor. Both declined to speak with us.